to date the tape, today is August the 19th, 1996. And we'll start the program today with reading a letter to Dr. Young from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. And I'll just start right off. Dear Dr. Young, I am a loyal and avid reader of the Contact newspaper. Recently, while listening to William Cooper on his radio show, The Hour of the Time, July 16th, at approximately 11:40 Eastern Standard Time, I was disturbed when Cooper launched into a vicious attack against the Contact paper, Eckers, Hatton, etc. Following is a transcript of his diatribe. Not all of this was audible due to the shortwave reception problems. A tape of this show could be ordered from Cooper for $10 at Harvest, Post Office Box 1970, Eager, that's E-A-G-E-R, Arizona.
Well, Ricky might like it.
85925. Cooper is talking about UFOs, and I begin quoting at this point. I wrote a paper called The Secret Government, which was a chapter in my book, Behold a Pale Horse, by William Cooper. And that's the chapter that covers extraterrestrials and all of that kind of stuff. And I wrote that paper and delivered it to the MUFON Symposium in July 1989 in Las Vegas. And about a year after that, or sometime after that, America West Publishers came out with a book called Spacegate, The Veil Removed. And in it, they had plagiarized verbatim and copied my entire paper, which is a chapter in my book, and claimed that it was channeled through this guy, E.J. and Doris Ecker, who are a couple of con artists with a police record 5 miles long. And they channeled this from some space cadet from Space Sector 9 called Hatton, who is supposedly here to rule over the Earth and make sure that all the changes are done right and all this kind of stuff.
On your knees. On your knees, everybody.
And it's the most absolute bullshit crap that you've ever seen in your life, ladies and gentlemen. And there are people writing me wanting to know whether I plagiarized Hatton or Hatton plagiarized me. And I got to tell you, you blithering idiots, that even if you lend 1 second of credibility that there is even a Hatton in existence, then you are too crazy for me to even respond to, and you won't get any answer from me.
Let me ask you. If it's all a lie, who lied first?
Yeah, right. What does it matter?
Well, you're off the deep end. You're the one of the Looney Tunes, woo-woo crowd. Woo-woo, woo-woo, woo-woo. You belong on the silver screen with the coyote and the roadrunner. And, probably that was the movie. Who framed Roger Rabbit? That's where you really belong, in that movie, with the weasels. So anyway, Doris and E.J. Ecker claim that they are channeling some space cadet named Hatton. And the truth, what they do is go through reams and reams of information and plagiarize everything from everybody and claim that it was channeled from this Hatton guy who don't exist. Doris and E.J. Ecker are well-known, inaudible, cons, and the guy instrumental in the collapse of the savings and loans in the state of Texas, and there are a lot of people in the state of Texas waiting for him with a rope that has a noose in it, and the next time they see him, I really don't think that you find him swinging from a tree. And I don't advocate that anybody do that, but I know darn well that if they catch him, that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's amusing.
So, you know, that's that. You can take it however you want it. But if you really believe in that crap, if you're reading that newspaper Contact, if you read anything from America West Publishers or those blooming idiots who publish this stuff from this space cadet named Hatton, then you're off the deep end. And I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want to hear from you. You're wacko. You're Looney Tunes. And you are caught right in the middle of the mind control operation that is just freaking a whole lot of people, you know, into Never Never Land. That's it, Mr. Young. I would really appreciate it if Contact responds to these strong words by Cooper. Personally, I have tried very hard to relate to and believe in Contact's message and validity. After 3 years, I was beginning to gain some trust in Contact. He's a slow learner.
It's been a hard 3 years, though,
and
you
some
think about it.
Yes, that's true. And some remnants of uncertainty have surfaced. Myself and many Contact readers would appreciate your response, and perhaps Hatton's also, to this scathing attack by the mouth from Arizona, the infallible Bill Cooper. Thank you.
Well, we didn't have a better subject to deal with this morning. I'd really take that apart and have fun with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to a little bit anyway, because we've been asked for a response. And obviously, you can't get it into this paper, and Dr. Young didn't get it immediately to me. It wasn't to me. But, you see, I have recently written to Colonel Greitz. Now, it isn't that Colonel Greitz is any friend of Bill Cooper. They have had an ongoing battle since long before I got on their spit list. We can have some compassion for Bill Cooper, and it will be noted, and this will be a great curiosity to many who have realized that Bill Cooper has now gotten a radio program. Because I did, in fact, dedicate a journal to Bill Cooper because he was telling some truth. It wasn't his truth. He was already plagiarizing everything that the UFO buffoons, really, were presenting. But there was a lot of truth in it. He presented a lot of information regarding Area 51 and some of these other places. He got a little carried away with his ego. He gave himself several promotions in the Navy so that he would have a reason for being on the inside. The man saw a craft come out of the sea. Or maybe he didn't. Who gives a damn? This is not important stuff to pay attention to. But there were several things when this gentleman gave his lecture that were so erroneous that, yes, indeed, I guess I plagiarized some of his material because I wanted to bring a focus on something that I want to remind every one of you about. And if and when we ever get those first 50 journals back out of George Green's hands, maybe some things will bring questions to you, but will also explain some things. In Spacegate, he comes along here and he's doing all of his blithering. And, oh, and this craft went down and they had an ET and they kept him in. And when they met with him and they found his name to be His Royal Highness Krill III. His whatness? You are receptive now. And we've talked about it this weekend. We have no hierarchy pecking order like that. His Royal Highness Krill would be as stupid a statement as you could ever make to any valid ET. I said valid. Heaven only knows what you've got flying around here. You've got crossbreeds, non-breeds, soulless breeds. You have created in those laboratories all sorts of things. And if the mind can conceive it, my friends, you're going to meet them because you've created them. They've told you what to expect. And here are the mock-ups, if you will, the little models. Right over here at Northrop, under the ground, are some 47 layers. And then you've got parking lots and stuff under that. You know the old story. You've got subterranean tunnels all over this area. You can float a submarine easily, one after another, and park them under China Lake. Why do you think they call it a naval base? And it's finished. And every now and then you get all of this frequency interference from underground. Well, they're having to shore it up. Because they've had a lot of both man-made and natural earthquakes in the area that brings that tunnel in. Now, I don't care what kind of a tunnel you have, unless it's made out of a rubber band, you have the possibility of it breaking with a major, major shift of some 18 to 20 feet is what you're going to get on the gas pipelines going from the mainland to Los Angeles. And I don't use the word mainland carelessly. Look at Scallion's map. I asked him to bring it. I doubt it got enrolled. But I want all of you again to refresh your memories. All right. What will happen when it breaks? The San Andreas itself goes. Doesn't have to be very big. When it goes and it meets the San Jacinto Fault, runs into the San Andreas in the San Bernardino area, and there are gas pipelines that are this big around going across the gorge. And if you get a shift of 18 feet, guess what? You're not going to have any gas in L.A., and you're going to have gas all over the lowland because everything just settles. I'm going to ground you. Wait till you try to date the next tape. Okay. Now you've got the gas pouring out. Now what's going to happen? All of the power that you get, except from places like San Onofre, is going to fall down. Those major power lines are going to fall down. And when they fall down, they're going to snap, crackle, and pop. And San Bernardino is going to go up in flame. Worse than that, you get all of your fresh water supply from over here on the mainland. How are you going to put out those fires? How are you going to have a survival system? Well, let me tell you how you're going to put out those fires if it's big enough. And I shouldn't laugh, but I'm enjoying myself. You've heard Ross Perot with the big sucking sound? Well, L.A. ain't going to topple. L.A. is going to have a big sucking sound as the Pacific tectonic plate continues to shove up under. And there's going to be nothing at that point to hold the tectonic plate. It's going to start spinning. That's called your ring of fire. And it's going to submerge, come up. And you people are going to get a ride. Don't you think you're not, because you're going to rise some 1,200 feet. And stay there.
Stay.
That's the best part.
You're going to be glad that you're stayed there, yes. Well, you've got this other fault running down through here that they keep playing with between you and Mojave. It's called the Garlock. They've been working on that one so long that they have chipped, literally chipped out a fault line that runs all the way into Utah. So that when this major eruption of underground earth, the plates clash and slide under your U.S. plate, this Pacific plate slides under, some areas, your new island, for instance, will rise that distance. Now, you won't be that distance from sea level, because sea level is going to just run right in here all around you. And you who thought it was dry here are going to find yourself looking out over the ocean.
Well, some of us wanted beachfront property.
Yes, it's going to be very valuable. The only thing you must watch for are the snakes, because they're going to come ashore. I'm warning you now, be very careful, because you will be having some different kinds of changes. Now, when will this happen? Ask him. I'm sick of you guys asking me. Who knows? Who cares, really? And I was talking about Bill Cooper, so I really don't care. This man is an unfortunate. And I mean that. He has, I have had so much fun with William Cooper that I'm almost embarrassed. We wrote 200 pages. And Bill Cooper got on Norma's telephone line and left a message, quote, "I cannot not tell you because of the value of this terrible wording." He said, "You are slimy pukes, and I will do every fucking thing I can to see you destroyed legally." Isn't it amazing we never heard from him again? But this is a little sensitive to a new receiver. We call it channeling, not her. She's got receivers. Literally, got receivers. It's all right, people. Don't sweat it. That kind of publicity is the best you can get. I mean, don't you think that some are curious now about contact? Don't you think that some are curious about these con people? George has got a bigger problem, however, and they've got the wrong George. There is a George Green who's shown up everywhere around, including Texas. And is not your George Green. He's even been in the... He was tangled to his eyes in Santa Barbara Savings and Loan. Ray Bilger can tell you about that George Green. So this man doesn't even have any idea of what he's about. And I repeat, his paper was 26 pages long when he finally produced it to prove himself. And he had already gone on the air of saying we'd plagiarized all 200 pages of his material. But I'll tell you what did it. He did his conclusions. And he's a born-again Jesus Christian. And that makes him an authority. This man, unfortunately, is a total alcoholic, and it's very sad. And he is continually denounced by his brothers in that UFO circle of intrigue, I like to call it. There's some very valid ones in that circle, but they have pulled completely away. So I feel pretty sorry for William Cooper, and I do understand what people are asking, not about that little chapter. Bill Cooper has not stopped using our material since we started publishing it. And that's fine. That is exactly what I ask all of you to do. We don't have any great big secrets. We don't have any great big copyrights. There is one copyright, and that is on Sipapu Odyssey, to keep George Green from having it. And he's already written and claimed publicly that he has it. So let's just not worry about it. And to anyone who can't listen to that, and then listen to Teddy here, is in trouble. If you can't decide. You wanted to say something.
Yes.
I knew it, because I'm psychic. I'm like Little Crow.
My dear friends, my time ran out soon, and I have to leave you. But for this letter here, this is the negative. In any way, try to destroy this mission. You must know that you're going to be beaten from every side. From every kind of advertisements like this, letters like this, to take you out of this mission. I asked my master last night, if this mission is true, I am in contact with Jesus every night. Now, who am I going to be, him or the immortal? You tell me. You're going to believe him or the immortal? Immortals. So this is garbage. This is garbage. They don't know what means channeling. They don't understand this thing because their minds is low. So low, lower than the earth. Ground. They're worms to step on. But this mission is going to succeed. And when time comes, they're going to see us in top, and they're going to be under the water. That time they're going to say, what we done? Never mind what you done. You done your job perfectly.
And we're going to baptize you now.
So, I have the contact last night and I talk about all these things. These plateaus of the earth moving this way continuously. If the one splits and goes under, that's what's going to happen, everything after. Now is a war, like a battle between two enemies. Move the one in the fire zone, fire belt, they call it, moves like that. The LA is in the top of a big cave underneath. And that Andreas Fault is going to cut in two pieces, and the other one going to go in the top the other piece. And all thing here is going to come with water. This area is safe. This area, nothing can happen. Because the light of God is here. And where the light of God is, no evil can step. And where the light of God is, nothing can hurt anyone except under his light. Never mind, we put fire around. Nothing going to happen. Because the grace and the light of God, nothing can be touched. You must know this thing. Every one of you, you are blessed to be here. You are blessed to be here and stay in this light. Don't go out of this light. The adversary is going to work in any way to take you out of this light. Because he wants to destroy. His mission is destroy. But you stand still stones in your belief. And you are knowing. The ships are out. If you call a taxi, you have to go in. Right? That's what is the same thing. That's why they come here and wait until this happens. That's what is going to be by fire and water this time. Because that time it's only water. Now it's going to be fire and water, because we got the pipe, the gas lines underneath. Man can be destroyed by two elements. This is the channel. This is the true channel. That's going to give all mankind the knowledge and the truth. From this little point here. But how many they're going to come? Because they're absorbed by the devil. Stand steadfast in what we know. Because only we know the truth. They don't know nothing. Remember the Sodom and Gomorrah. What Lot said. Before the sun set, this thing is going to be sunk. Destroy it by the hand of God. What happened? Did they believe? No.
And they had a bunch of choices too.
That's right.
Before that happened.
That's right. He gave you the warning. Do something for yourself. Get out from here. You don't believe what's going to happen. Okay. Stay there. Nobody can stop you. Everyone got his own destiny to fulfill. You can create a kindergarten kid to understand university. Finish. This is university here. This is high teachings. No one outside there, all scientists, anyone, have this kind of knowledge. And she didn't have this kind of knowledge, except transformed to have this kind of knowledge. She is chosen to be here. You see a person, but you don't know the idea and the light that is under beside this person. You can't see it, but I see it. So, the commander talks through her. Hatton talks through her. And she's going to give this message many times. You can talk many people. You see they're going to be
plugged ears.
Deaf ears. Don't worry about that. You are the chosen ones. That's why you are in this place today here. We are in this place today here. Everything going to happen. Courts they're going to do, judges going to do, statesmen going to do, anything they're going to do against this truth. Jesus came and speak the truth. Look what they done to him. Same thing they do, want to crucify this tunnel here. They can't do that. Because the light is here. And they cannot touch it. They be destroyed. Because they're going to receive what they asking. Don't worry about that. Be steadfast in God's light. Do you remember the kids, they put them inside in a fire? And the Bible says,
Shadrach,
in a fire.
Shadrach, Meshach,
that's right.
Abednego.
What they done? They burned them? No. Why?
Angel.
Why the God's power is there and nothing can touch. No element can touch God's power. You must understand this thing. And when you have this God's power beside you, nothing can touch you. Nothing. Daniel, they put him in the lions. Why the lions, they eat him? Because he spread love. And you must have love in your heart. Only love is power that combines with God's power. Ignore them. Because that's what they want to do. Destroy this mission. Jesus said the last time and the last days I'm going to send my angels. Who is the angels? What angel you wanted to see? With the wings like that flying around here? No. No. It's not that kind of angel. Is the wisdom of God coming here. Angel, you know what means angel in Greek language? Messenger. Messenger. Not these things like that. Messenger. That's what means angel. Messenger. And this is the messenger here. You got. Messenger. Do they know this thing? No. They look at the churches and they say, here are the angels. No man, it's not that these angels. Messengers. And say to you, what's going to happen? Prepare. Did the messenger come to Maria and Joseph and say, take the kid and go to Egypt?
Yes.
Until the danger pass? We must know we got these messages. These messages, they don't go to them. They go to those they have the chosen being. These messages, they don't go to profanes. They didn't go to churches because they don't know what they're doing there. They're going only one for one thing, money. That's the paper God they believe. So, don't be fooled and don't be tainted by them. Stay where you know. is truth. Because when time comes, I feel sorry. Very sorry for them. Very sorry for them. But no matter what, God has choices. Give choices. You have to make the choice too. Stay here. Bring, talk, anyone. Those they be received, they can come. Those they have eyes and ears, they can come. But the blind, the deaf, and the ignorant, and the evil, don't come here, because evil cannot come in this place. The evil came before, but he couldn't stay, because the light of God thrown out. So he leave the pure here. Those that try to destroy this mission in any way, they couldn't succeed. Never going to succeed. So my friends, I'm glad to be here. I love you all.
Love you too.
Thank you for coming and talking to us.
I love you all.
The word is sagapo. I love you too.
I love you all.
The crystal. I don't want him to go without Limberi's number.
I love you all. Hold hands, please. God, my Father, the divine principle flowing through us. It is all God and all that God has. We are the Christ of God. God, my Father, the divine principle flowing through us. God, my Father, has all substance for God man to use. We are entitled of his substance. In fact, God, my Father, sent and pushed his substance to God man in unlimited measures. God, my Father, the divine principle flowing through us. What God has, the Christ of God is. Christ of God is in everyone right now. Feel it. O Divine Father, thank you for your divine blessing, for protection, guidance, health, and illumination. In full faith, so be it. Amen.
Amen.
So it is.
You feel anything?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
It is true.
Yes.
The stones and the wood cannot feel energy. Do you see electricity pass through wood? They are woods. Dead. That's what he says. The dead are going to bury the dead. That's what I done this thing now. To see what is energy of God. Did you feel it, anyone? Tell me.
Yes.
You see? That's what is. It is here. It's around you, surrounds you. But you don't feel it. That's it. And you feel it. That's what I done now. We touch it. Don't anyone say to you, it's not. You feel it now. You experience. What is it? Only when somebody experiences something knows it's truth. If you don't experience anything, doesn't exist. If I say to you, anybody feel pain? I don't know what means pain, you say, because you never feel pain. But if you feel pain, you know what is pain. Now you know what is the power of God. Right? That's what is. Only when experienced a person knows the truth. No matter what says anyone, words is nothing. Words is nothing. Actions. That's what I say. Do it. Do it. One person I am, and I give you, all of you, the energy. Why? That's what it is. You must have the contact with Supreme Being. You must talk with His own mind. You must put your own mind in His mind. When men do that, become what He is and what you are with Him. One man, one God. Protect this mission, please. You are the guards of this mission. You chosen to be the army of this mission, to protect this mission. I'm going away. My heart, my mind, my energy is going to be with you. All of you. Because I love you all. With a principle of law. You can understand this law. This divine law. Not a personal. I see you as the children of God expressing through your faces. And I said, no personal law. Divine law. Like a son sends his rays to all. But you are my precious ones. And I'm glad. I'm happy. So much. I've never been so happy in my life to meet so beautiful people.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you too.
Ditto. I love you all. With God's love. And God's love is in you. I talk through my master now. I don't talk me. The spirit of my master talk to you to prove to you that is not what they wanted to do here. They protected this by invisible hand. I tell you one thing to see what is the power of God. We've been up in Himalaya. A big storm. Storm, not storm, storm. Tilt down everything. We be under a tree. No one drop of water. No one drop of water. Why? That's what is the God's light. We live in 40 below zero. We didn't have nothing for Him. His radiance warm up everything. You understand now?
Yes.
Believe in Him and never mind where you are. You are protected and you surrounded. No cold, no anything can touch you. We didn't have, just I am with the sun in Himalaya. And other people, they go in there with cups and this and that. Why? Because my master spread the light around. We didn't have light there. But you see, the whole cave was full of light. Why? Where did this light come? Where? There is a temple there. This comes every 14 years, opens. This is inside the jungle. You can't even see it. But the masters know where it is. Every 14 years, When the master passed through, you see the blue light. Poop, 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 inside. Where this power come from? From Pope? From cardinals? From rabbins? The false statement they make and they keep mankind in the darkness. The false book they make and they keep mankind in the darkness. That's what is today. The dark ages. Because they don't want it to be the truth. The truth must be hidden. In any way, impossible. With anything, impossible to hide. No, they can't hide. The truth springs like a candle. A candle, you light it, and you light the candle, and he lights the candle, and he lights everyone. You see, the whole day, all the world is going to be lighted up by the truth. By once, when he's spoken, and you believe it, and you take this candle here, and you light up your candle, and he gives to him, to that. It's going to be millions, billions of candles. But only those they receive. Only those they have candles to light up. Those they don't have, they couldn't have. Because they don't accept this. They're evil people in this earth. That's why they don't know the truth. They don't know what's weight to them. Like in the motherland. Ramu said, he's going to be under the water. In the blink of the eye. No! Who believes these things?